Welcome back to Ping. This is episode number 38. 38 weeks that we're bringing you all of the hottest stories that Microsofties are buzzing about. And we got a lot of buzz on our message boards and in our inbox last week. So Paul here thought it would be nice if we addressed some of that.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Paul.
So there was one of our frequent commenters, Athman, out there, asked a number of different things. One of the things that he asked about was, how do you become a Microsoft MVP, and what is an MVP?
So that part I know.
Oh, yeah? What is an MVP?
It's a most valuable, I'm going to go with participator.
Professional. Microsoft most valued professional. And you can become a Microsoft MVP by essentially contributing to the greater good of the Microsoft technical community.
So, I know to become an Xbox MVP, you spend a lot of time on the message boards and comment on the forums and make sure your feedback is relevant and useful.
Exactly. So contributing to the greater good of the Microsoft community. So whether that's being on the forums, message boards, having your own blog that disperses technical content, writing books, going to conferences, actually just being like an influencer out there for some specific product. So whether that is...
And then do they just hope and pray that someone notices?
Yeah, basically it's how it boils down. Every quarter there are MVP nomination reviews. So when you become an MVP, you become an MVP for 12 consecutive months. And then every 3 months, all of the contributions for a certain product like SQL Server or Exchange are reviewed with the business group leads. So they say, how many forum posts or how influential are these different people in the community, and should we consider them for the MVP nomination?
And there's perks.
Yeah, there are some perks. You can get a free MSDN Universal subscription. You can also get direct access to the product teams. There's also the MVP days in China, and as well as here in the US.
Yeah, we have some MVP get-togethers where the MVPs are brought here to campus, and we have special celebrations and events for them. So
yeah, and if you're something
worthwhile.
Yeah, if you're something like a consultant, you can actually put like a little MVP badge on your blog or your business card. So
that's
it kind of gives you a little bit of street cred for you.
Or you could just forge one.
Yeah.
There were a couple other things before we started the show that we wanted to talk about here.
Yeah, there was a viewer, his name's Greg Bray, who put together some code that actually takes any of your favorite Channel 9 shows and puts them into full screen mode. But it's a little bit different than the way that we do full screen mode. So
this is specifically for people with dual monitors, though,
correct? Yeah, so it helps out with the single monitor case, but the dual monitor case is what he really likes, where he just likes having us, full screen on one monitor, and then on the other monitor, you can just take notes about how awesome we are.
Perfect!
I know.
Let's start the show.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, Paul, so I know I give you a hard time because I like to talk about Twitter, and you're not a big fan of Twitter, but you actually do use, and I know because you're my friend. You do use Facebook.
I do.
So you realize the we don't touch on this show.
Poke.
The social relevance and importance, and also just the sheer novelty of it all.
Yeah.
And Microsoft sort of respects that as well, and we just released a new Facebook SDK for developers so that they can start developing applications using Silverlight and WPF.
Yes.
And this is all out there for you, and it's free.
Yeah, it's a great SDK that you can use all of the normal developer tools inside Visual Studio and develop any application, whether it's on your desktop or in a web browser. So ASP.NET, Silverlight, WPF. There are some internal applications here at Microsoft that we can't quite talk about yet, but hopefully they can be released to the public here pretty soon. They're really cool. They use this Facebook platform, and it just makes it really easy to integrate pretty much any of the things that you want, whether it's the stream of things coming from your wall or the information from your friends.
Really, really customize it. And, we've actually sort of launched a new section here on Channel 9 where we're doing all these learning centers where it sort of trains you how to use various products that we have out there. And this SDK also comes with some templates and some tutorials. So we're really kind of making it easy for you no matter what level of software developer you may be.
Yeah. Now, I wish that some niner out there would actually write an application that would just ignore all application requests from my family. That would be great. I do not need to be receiving an Are You Sexy app request from my sister. That is not appropriate.
Well, you are, Paul. We're done.
I think he's brilliant.
All right, one of the last times we talked about IE8 on this show, we had to make an apology to our viewers.
We are not going to do that again. We're not going to fall into that trap.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some slices.
That's right. Web slices. Do you use this feature?
I do. I use the dig slice all the time. So if I ever need moments of unproductivity at work, boom, dig slice, top 10 articles, go.
Well, now, renowned, world-renowned country music star and talented actress, Dolly Parton.
Here you come again, just when I've begun to get myself together.
Has jumped on the web slice bandwagon. She is, her website is incorporating all these new web slice features. There's a video out there with Dolly herself. Promoting her
vast knowledge of Internet Explorer and web slices.
You know, I'm not sure if it's the southern twang or the vacant look in her eyes. That you just know she has no idea what she's talking about.
I think that's called
about.
Dollyisms. Those are Dollyisms.
Well, maybe Dolly didn't sort of decide to go this route herself, but obviously her web designers did, and they're actually some pretty cool web slices, and you know, just showing off some of the cool things you can do. And I don't look at me like you're not a Dolly Parton fan.
Now I never have to go to the Dolly Parton website again because I have the Dolly Parton web slice that has like little Silverlight control
there
built in right in there, which I think is actually a pretty cool piece of technology because the dig site just lists off a bunch of links, whereas the Dolly slice you can actually navigate backwards and forwards in it, so it's pretty cool.
See?
Even though I'm not a country music fan.
Really?
Yeah.
The Gambler, Kenny Rogers?
The Gambler has a soft spot in my heart because I always played that at my favorite bar at University of Michigan at the end of the night. I mean, you got to know when to hold them.
You do, and I think we're going to fold this story right now.
Okay.
We announced a little while back that MSN Soapbox was sort of going away.
Yep.
Our site that sort of handled user-generated content. And now another merging of MSN, or this one is not going away, but rather merging, MSN Video is up.
It's going into the Bing umbrella, so you can get to it at like bing.com/video or video.bing.com.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I find it sort of frustrating with Microsoft sites as it is that there's just so many of them and like they're so sort of, you know, disjunct and I don't know which one is related to which one, that I really find that like streamlining this process just makes it a little clearer for everyone. I shouldn't have to go to two different sites to get the same content.
Yeah, especially when there are other, you know, large popular competitor sites where, for example, on Google, you have like all the stuff integrated into one and people know where to find YouTube. They used to know where to find Google Video. But it was always hard to find MSN Video because they would think, oh, we are using the live brand, so it was at video.live.com.
Right.
And then it was never there. And now we have Bing, and it wasn't there. But now they've integrated the two. And they
keeping it clean, keeping it smooth. And you can get all your video there. You can get, there's going to be MSN Originals.
Yep.
You can get Hulu content there. And, you know, they have featured stories, featured pieces.
Yep.
And there you go.
Yeah, and the UI for this, I think, is quite a bit cleaner. Like, I had no idea that MSN Originals had ever existed. And I did a search on it, and apparently they've been around for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And they actually have some kind of interesting and funny content on there.
So hopefully this will be an easier way for people to sort of find what you're looking for and just make everything quicker and simpler.
Yep. So similar to the story that we aired last week about the MSN site being redesigned and taking out 50% of the links to just make it more make it easier and more compelling to use, the same thing happened with the MSN Video site now that's under the Bing umbrella.
And we like it.
I do. a British IT company called XMA and Toshiba have partnered together for a little contest, they say.
Just seems like a really overboard gesture, like it was a bit much. They've partnered. But go ahead. What was important, what you were saying?
So they are looking for the next Bill Gates.
I beg your pardon?
Aren't we all?
I'm not.
No? You're happy with the one we've got?
Yeah, I mean, I might be looking for the next Jessica Simpson. not so much the next Bill Gates.
What Paul is referring to is they're having... first of all, this is only in the UK, so sometimes we get a little flack for not giving love to our friends and fans overseas. Well, here you go. You can enter this contest and sort of profess why you are the next Bill Gates.
But you have to do it.
You have to do it.
Very concisely.
In 100 words or less.
Or a one-minute video.
And then here's a topper, too. So if you win, if you are, in fact, the next Bill Gates.
What do you get?
You get, like, a laptop. Where I would think if you actually are the next Bill Gates, you'd probably...
Have really have rich one. Parents?
Bill did not.
Really? I'm pretty sure he did.
He's a self-made man.
I mean, he didn't have billionaire parents, but he was fairly well off.
Either way, you can enter this contest, and we will link to it right here on the side if you are in the UK and feel that you are the next
the next
software
Bill
IT
Gates
genius.
.co.uk.
There you go. All right, everybody, we are just about done for this week. Before we go, I want to mention another contest. Look at all the ways they were giving them opportunities to win and get free stuff.
I do not endorse this next contest.
Well, first of all, you endorse Microsoft Tag, right? You enjoy that sort of technology?
Uh-huh.
You can take a picture of me and see what comes up?
Tag.
Okay, anyway, there's a contest called Tag and Tweet, where you sort of just go on and tweet that Microsoft Tag, and if you can be entered to win a sweepstakes. I'm stuttering. You get me all nervous.
I know.
You enter to win a sweepstakes. If you do this, it's really simple, and the instructions are linked to below.
Yep.
Tag, you're it.
So over the next couple of weeks, Laura and I will be traveling. Laura will be in LA at PDC.
We'll be apart.
Yeah, we will be apart. We'll be oceans apart, in
fact. Oceans apart. I'll be at PDC, and get your butt there, especially if you're already going to be in the LA area.
Yeah, and I will be in Shanghai, so if you're in the Shanghai area,
get your butt there.
I guess, or just tell me where all those real fake places are so I can get myself a nice big handbag.
Or
like
a massage.
$8.
Right. but filling in, we're going to have special guest star Adam. Adam, come on up! This is going to be Adam. He's going to fill in. And you guys, just wait till you hear what he has to say. Not today, though. Don't talk today. We don't have room for you today. Come on in. So that's right. But you can throw a nine guy if you want. In 3, 2.
Look at that. Yes. That's fine.
Yeah. That was fun.
There you go.